Jamie Anderson knows how destructive dementia can be. For 10 years, he watched his dad, Jerry, slowly lose his battle with it. A once brilliant mind which created TV show Thunderbirds, devastated by Alzheimer's.
The first point where we became really, really aware of it was when he started having real difficulty driving back from Pinewood Studios. He worked at Pinewood Studios for decades, and he knew the route like the back of his hand, and suddenly he was starting to have to use the sat-nav all the time to get there. And then the final point, where the tipping point came, where he took 6 hours to make the trip from Pinewood to home, and that would normally take 40 minutes.
As David Cameron continues his tour of the US, he's expected to pledge more money to improve dementia detection rates. He'll also use the G8 presidency to boost global research. The hope is to cut the number of undiagnosed sufferers, a move being welcomed by campaigners.
This is about a long-term solution to find a cure. We spend one-eighth the amount of money on dementia research as we do on, say, cancer research. So we need more scientists, but that takes time.
Under the new plan, by 2015, £66 million will be spent on dementia research every year. The aim is to nearly double diagnosis rates from 37% to 67%. It's hoped it will mean more support for the UK's 800,000 sufferers and their families.
Alzheimer's doesn't just affect the patient, it affects the patient's nearest and dearest and people further away from them. The requirement for support spreads out a lot further than you think, and it's a lot more intense than you think it is too.
Fighting dementia is a mammoth task, but those affected hope if we can detect it sooner, thousands more patients will get the treatment that they need. Siobhan Robbins, Sky News.